time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Wei-Ping Chin.
Good morning. Our guest today is Kara Irwin, Community Wellness Coordinator of Springfield Greene County Health Department. Welcome, Kara.
Thank you for having me.
Well, there are so many rising issues regarding public health in our community, and one of the issues is about vaping. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, vaping, or using e-cigarettes, as it's also known, or juuling, as it's also called sometimes among adolescents, is definitely a growing public health concern. The Surgeon General has gone so far as to call it a vaping epidemic across the country, and we are seeing increased use in Greene County and in Springfield as well. So it is a growing concern.
So what kind of damages usually do we see from vaping?
The biggest concern we see is among youth, because we know that their brains don't fully develop until the age of 25. And because of that, the nicotine that can be found in e-cigarettes or vapor devices can harm brain development. It impacts learning, memory, and attention. And it also puts children at increased risk for future addiction to other drugs as well.
So what's the difference between vaping and smoking? Is the vaping more damaging than smoking? Are they similar?
Very good question. A lot of people think there are big differences between the two. They might consider traditional smoking a tobacco product and not consider vaping a tobacco product. But they actually are all tobacco products. The common ingredient is nicotine, and nicotine is derived from the tobacco plant. So that is our biggest concern, regardless of whether we're talking about traditional smoking or electronic cigarettes. It's hard to say whether one is worse than the other. We know that each has individual risks and common risks as well. So overall, we just really want youth to understand that e-cigarettes are a tobacco product and they need to stay away from them just as they would regular cigarettes.
So how do you go about it?
Basically, we need to target students through prevention, education, and offering treatment solutions for students who may already be addicted to vaping. That's a big concern right now, is we know that the nicotine levels in vapor devices is so high that it can take youth just 2, 3, or 4 times to become addicted. And so because of that, we really need to not only work on prevention education, but also provide solutions through treatment for those youth who are already addicted.
What kind of treatment options do we have here in Greene County?
Well, much like adults, there are cessation opportunities, and there are a couple of programs that are available for youth. The first would be text-based cessation services. There are 2 available. For example, you can text quit to a certain text number, and then they can receive information on how to quit. There's also programs through our local hospitals to provide cessation treatment to youth. And we are collaborating with a number of other organizations to bring American Lung Association's Not on Tobacco program to Greene County as well. So very soon we will have trained facilitators who can walk you through that program to help them quit.
Do you have an idea in terms of how many vapers do we have in our community?
We know that 1 in 3 high school students and 1 in 8 middle school students have tried vaping in the last 30 days. And that's a number that continues to grow. So it is very alarming when you think about lining 8 middle schoolers up and you have 1 out of 8 of them that have tried vaping in the last 30 days. It is very alarming.
It is. It is so. Why do you think that vaping is so attractive to young people?
I think a couple of things. First of all, the adolescents are very attracted to, they look like fancy technology. It looks very hip, something that they, much like peer pressure of other things, they see their friends doing it, and so they want to try it too. It's also very easy to hide, and unfortunately very easy for them to get away with. And so it's almost a challenge for them to try to get away with it. And then the other issue is just the addictive nature of it, because it can take just a couple of tries. You might have a good, otherwise great student who just experiments 1 or 2 times, and then suddenly they're addicted to the substance.
So as parents or teachers or even just friends, how can they help?
The biggest thing is just continue to send that message that vaping, it's a tobacco product. It's an extremely addictive tobacco product, and that students shouldn't even try it one time, because just one sort of poor decision can really lead to a lifelong addiction. So that's probably the first thing I would say, is that there's no room for experimentation here. The other thing I would say to parents is try not to treat this as a behavioral problem and treat it more as a substance use issue. Yes, we know that students make bad decisions, and that may be what leads them to trying it once or twice. But we also know that it is extremely addictive. And so just, you know, slapping our kids on the hand or sending them out of school or grounding them is not going to solve the problem. We really need to get them the treatment that they need.
So for a vapor or a vapor's family would like to find more information to help to find treatment, where can they find information?
I would go to the Springfield Greene County Health Department's website. We have a section on vaping specifically, and there are lots of tools and resources for both students, parents, as well as teachers as well.
Thank you so much, Kara. You have been listening to Making Democracy Work, a radio program sponsored by the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Our guest today has been Kara Irwin of the Springfield Greene County Health Department. For more about this series, please visit the website at ksmu.org. I'm Hui Ping Chin. Thank you for listening.